Welcome to the Six Ways to Sunday podcast, hosted by award-winning television director, documentary filmmaker, author, and speaker Craig D. Forrest. Join Craig for the next few minutes as he interviews leaders, artists, and creatives about trends and insights shaping our digital world and faith-based media. This podcast is produced and brought to you by Matchstick Media International. Now, here's Craig.
Great time talking to Josh Summers in the last episode, Media Creative Based in Asia. Let's pick up where we left off. You know, there's a, I love watching reels, R-E-E-L-S, reels on Instagram or Facebook. Instagram a little bit more. And one of my favorite speakers is T.G. Jakes, the bishop that's in Dallas, big black guy. I just love listening to T.D. Jakes. And they have taken little snippets, the media department or media group that works with them, and give little 60-second, 15, God has got a plan, and he's, you know, walking up and down the aisles in the front of the church, and they've also got the words up on the screen, you know, subtitles of what he's saying, and it just goes in a loop to loop. And you look down and go, oh my goodness, 72,000 people watched this clip. And I'm thinking, this is already from previous sermons. And they go back, Josh, decades sometimes. They even go back to when he wasn't even in Dallas. I mean, back when he started out in West Virginia. I remember those days. And and him talking there. And you can see he was good. But then 20 years later in Dallas, he's just, oh man, it's like his sword got sharpened really, really sharp. He's
a powerful speaker.
He's just stomping down the aisle. And I'm thinking, you preach it, TJ. Bishop Jakes. Yeah, just preach it. Bring it. And people, unfortunately, people love short content. They love 30 seconds to a minute long. And maybe a transition to our conversation is we have short attention spans in society today. And most preachers want to preach 45 minutes or 30 minutes, but people want it in bite-sized chunks of 30 to 60 seconds. Is it because of the attention span, Josh?
I think yes and no. And you know, there's going to be a lot of people. I think you ask 10 different people, you get 10 different answers on this. But you know, a lot of times the platform really drives the length of content, right? So we tend to think, oh, attention spans are only 10 seconds long. And yet, you know, people on YouTube like Mr. Beast or Dude Perfect or, you know, like these big YouTubers are doing videos that are 20, 30 minutes long. Like, it's not that you can't do long content. It's that to truly be able to reach a diverse audience, it's being able to reach a diverse set of attention spans. You know, there are times when I want to sit down and watch a 30-minute video. Like even today, you know, there was a new video with one of our, you know, me and my boys, I've got two young boys. We really love Mark Rober. He's just this cool engineer YouTuber who does some fun stuff. And he had a video that was 30 minutes long. And we sat down and we watched the entire video because that's what we do. We loved it. We had a great time with it. And then there are other times when I'm just like, you know, sitting in a bus or something like that, and I'm flipping through, and that 20 to 30 second clip, that's all I really have time to consume. I can't sit there. And one thing that somebody told me that I thought was just really fascinating, and I think it's mostly true, is that the way that you create content almost dictates the attention span as well. So think of it like this. If you're holding your phone vertically, your attention span is actually significantly greater than, horizontally. I always get that confused. If you're holding it horizontally, right? So 16:9, what you would regularly watch like a movie on, your attention span is significantly longer than if you do a vertical, like a 9:16, looking at like the reels that you're doing. Reels and that kind of format lend itself to short. Whereas when you turn your phone horizontally, that's when you're actually making a commitment to watch something for a longer period of time.
Interesting. Wow. I did not know that. That's going into my notes as soon as I hit the stop record button. That's for sure. Wow. You know, I was doing online Zoom seminar, which I don't like doing. I'd rather be in person. Yep. I just think being in the room has so much more value to it and in connection and such. Somebody asked me a question, and maybe you can help me with it. I'll tell you what my answer is, and you tell me what your answer is.
Okay.
Somebody said, and we probably had 40, 50 people in this Zoom meeting, teaching on media, and I was the main speaker. So the question comes in. Our pastor has no background and no knowledge or experience with media at the church, but he makes all the media decisions. What can we do? And I thought, I've never been asked that question. That's a tricky question. I have to be careful in how I answer that. And the first thing that popped up in my head, hopefully from the Holy Spirit, as I cracked myself up sort of, is I said, you need to educate him. You need to have him participate in media enough that he begins to get some experience in education. Take him out and do some video shoots with him, even if it's just with your cell phone, smartphone. Take him into the edit suite for a few hours and show him how a clip is put together. Show him a clip at the beginning and have him come back at the end when it's finished into you're sitting at a laptop or you're doing it on your cell phone, however, and show him how you did it and what the final results are and were. Get him involved in story meetings if you have them. The more you pour into the experience and education of the pastor with media, the better his decisions will be that affect you. And I thought that was a pretty decent answer. I think it's probably harder in practice than it is in theory. What would you have said to that question? Ooh, maybe you're stumped. Maybe you've already got an answer. What would you say to that, Josh, when the leader doesn't have media experience, but they're the ones making the media decisions?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think you had a great answer, Craig. But if, I would want to put myself in his shoes, like what are the things that are stopping him from wanting to do that? And I could imagine that, finances might be a consideration. Maybe he thinks it's too expensive. I would imagine that maybe it's just this, like, I don't know what I don't know. So again, that feeds into what you were saying, like educating the pastor to understand what you're actually getting into, how much time it would take. Maybe it doesn't take him any time because all we're doing is we're just, filming your Sunday sermon or whatever it is. And then the other one I can imagine for me personally would be just this idea that, I don't do well, like just on camera. Like I don't mind being on a stage, like almost this insecurity, that most people have when it comes to just sticking a camera in front of their face, right? It's different speaking on a stage in front of people, than it is speaking in front of a camera. And so I can imagine maybe there's part of him that, or of him that is, just insecure or nervous. So I think if you can learn more about what it is that is the barrier for him, and then try to solve that on a case by case basis. So if it is finances, then letting him know you don't have to invest a whole lot to get started. I mean, sure, you can go down a rabbit hole of gear and really expensive stuff, but you don't have to. Or if it has to do with, I just don't know what I don't know, like, yeah, even opening up analytics or talking to this idea of, hey, this is how we could reach even more people, or how we could help people that, maybe can't make it on Sunday mornings and want to be able to still engage with the church and be part of what's happening. Like all of those things, like you said, educating, I think that's a great answer to give in that situation.
But I think that you had a good, mine's the left hand, yours the right hand, answer to that. Find out through conversation what he or she feels that they're lacking. And having worked in churches a few times over my decades in the media ministry, is that sometimes it comes down to, it's just a position of power. And power many times is, I'm in charge and I make the decisions no matter what it is. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But sometimes power also comes from insecurity. if I'm in charge of it, if I'm the power, the one who makes all the decisions, then you can't challenge me because I'm the pastor. Okay, you're just going to have to walk gently when you do all of that. We're finishing up our time of a really good, good conversation with Josh Summers, media creative based in Asia, who has a podcast and YouTube channels that go literally all over the world and is filled with great insight. Josh, is there something in our time in this conversation, this podcast, a question that I didn't ask you that maybe you wanted to speak about?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that I'm really big on, you know, is just this idea that it doesn't have, like, I've talked about having millions of viewers or, you know, like however, you know, hundreds of thousands of subscribers and all that stuff. Like, I'm actually just as proud of my Bible Memory Goal channel that has 6,000-7,000 subscribers at this point as I am with the larger channel and everything that it's done, because I know that I'm serving a smaller audience and I enjoy the fact that I get to serve them well. And a lot of people really equate success on these distribution platforms by numbers. And I think that that's a poor way to really value success or to judge success on something like that, because you want to see, are you reaching the people who need, who are part of that niche that you can actually serve well, right? If that's a ministry, sometimes we want to think, oh, you know, hey, we need to be, if we can't be like TD Jakes and reaching, you know, millions of people with every video that we put out, then it's not worth it to create these type of, you know, pieces of content. But you don't have to look at it like that. Like, what is the niche? Who are you trying to serve? And sometimes even that, if that could just be a couple hundred people, maybe that could be a few thousand people. Like, I would say, in the same way that you shouldn't judge the success of a church by how many members it has,
right?
It's more by the personal growth that they, you know, that they have by attending the church and being under the leadership and the biblical stewardship of those that are pastoring. I'd say the same thing is true for, you know, the creative work that you're doing. It's not about necessarily how many people are seeing it, even though that's hard for us to separate those two metrics. It's more about, is that fulfilling its role of whatever change I want to make in the person that is listening, watching, or reading whatever it is that I'm creating, right? And I think that's a valuable lesson that I've had to learn, and honestly, still having to remind myself, as you know, obviously I have goals of more subscribers and more viewers and all that stuff. Like, I still have those goals, but maintaining this viewpoint of, that's not the ultimate goal for me. I want to be content with just being able to create, and to do so with integrity, and to do so like creating the best thing that I can. Like, I feel like that's what honors God, is me taking the talents that He's given me and creating the best thing that I can, regardless of whether that gets seen by 5 people or 5 million people. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. And I was thinking that one of your YouTube channels is for the kingdom, and one of your YouTube channels is for the marketplace, and they are different things.
Yeah. Yeah. Entirely.
Josh Summers, thank you so much for being with us on our Six Ways to Sunday podcast. Thanks for reaching out. And boy, he just reached out to me a few days ago, and snap of the fingers, we're having a conversation a couple of days later. Thank you, Josh, for being our guest today.
Thank you so much, Craig. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Six Ways to Sunday podcast with Craig D. Forrest, brought to you by Matchstick Media International, dedicated to excellence in media through inspiration, vision, and education. To learn more, visit us on the web at matchstickmedia.org. That's matchstickmedia.org. Your generous donations, large or small, help defray costs for producing this creative podcast. Thanks for listening and subscribing.